Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Could you take us through your conversations and the timeline here of how you ultimately signed with the Bills?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely wasn't something easy to come across. You know, a lot of praying, a lot of, you know, hoping that the right situation opened up that made sense, because at the end of the day, you know, I do play receiver. This will be my third team. And just the stigma that kind of goes around. I know who I am. I know what I stand for. So when the opportunity with the Bills opened up, it just kind of just sparked some, you know, a lot of smiles, a lot of engagement, just to hear, you know, like how I would be viewed and fit in. And then just doing research, you know, more than just watching the games, playing against you guys, you know, seeing like what it's really like and, you know, up close and personal on film. So, the process was a little bit stressful, but, you know, I leave everything, you know, in God's hands. But I'm definitely grateful that I'm here now.
What is the role that they pitched to you, that they envision you to play in this room?
It's really just like an earn it thing. You know, I feel like when you play football, you can't just promise anything to anyone, whether you go first round, whether you go whatever it is, whether you bring just a guy in. I just feel like for me, it's more like my whole career, I haven't really had, you know, too many great opportunities with a stable quarterback the entire season. You know, I've been playing with so many guys, as what it feels like, five quarterbacks every single season. You know, so I just feel like having, you know, being blessed with the opportunity to, God willing, have 17 for the entire season, the MVP at that, a top-tier caliber player, top-tier caliber team, top-tier caliber coaches, putting you in position, I feel like it would just be the best position that I've been put in yet. So I'm just, it's so much to look forward to just from that.
Just wanted to kind of continue off what you were just saying, like, what is it about Josh Allen that makes you look forward so much to playing with him?
What is he, 6'5", 6'6", 230, 240? I mean, MVP of the league. I've been playing against him. It's just not hard to, you know, to love what you see. You know, playoffs every single year, you know, pretty much one game away from a Super Bowl every single year, you know, and if I could be a part of something special like that, why not run towards it? You know, I'm not running from nothing. And I just love to add to, you know, a room and to a team and to organization that I feel like I would fit best in. You know, I hold myself to be a high, you know, positive, a high caliber player too, that can, you know, contribute and could compete. You see what I'm saying? I understand that, the team is, you guys been winning with or without any players, you know, so any additional players, you know, so just coming in, you know, being a positive aspect to you, maybe motivate and maybe dig deeper, you know, in the receiver room as far as what I can bring to the table. So it was just an easy kind of like, you know, an easy decision to make once it was all thought out.
You mentioned your positivity and just that kind of attitude. What else are you bringing to this locker room that, you know, you think is special to you?
I just feel like I work extremely hard. I feel like, you know, as far as when I got into the league and when I was in college and, you know, that's kind of, I feel like, what I'm known for. Is, you know, continually working hard. I feel like every coach, every person, every player that has known me knows that I'm going to push it, knows that I'm going to work extremely hard. If I'm not good at it right now, I'm going to work my ass off until I become great at it. You know, I'm not hiding for nothing. I'm from Florida, so I compete with the best of the best. It's just something that I kind of stand on. It's just how I grew up, you know. And as far as being a positive aspect on the team, I hold myself to be a very positive person, someone that is uplifting, someone that, you know, when through the thick of the season, when the cold coming, you know what I'm saying, whenever it is, and people are maybe going through obstacles, I'm someone that people can lean on, and just bring more than just on and off the field. I feel like in both areas is kind of what I would excel in. And then just probably having good leaders on the team that's been through this world that I can learn from too. You know, I feel like I'm very adaptable. I get along with pretty much everybody. I hold myself to be a very good person. And I'm just, you know, excited to be in this opportunity. So I feel like I could bring a lot to the locker room.
You've been a fairly productive player throughout your career, but on the free agent market, looking for a new opportunity, why didn't it work out with your previous stops from your point of view? You mentioned the changes in quarterback. Would you chalk it up to that, or are there other things that you feel led to you looking for a new opportunity here?
Yeah, I mean, it's not just one thing. You know, running a business is not easy thing. You know, everybody's part of a, you know, a job, and it takes a village, and it takes a lot of people to get the job done. And, you know, I've been blessed to be picked by the Jets. I've been blessed to have the opportunity to go to Cleveland after that. And if you ask me, like, I love each and every person still there. There's no bad blood. It's nothing. It's just kind of like in any situation at any point in time in life, just like you would for you and your family, anyone you work with, you would want them to make a better decision. You see what I'm saying? Something that they felt they have a better opportunity. For me, yeah, I have run into some quarterback trouble. I can't throw the ball to myself. You see what I'm saying? The guys that I have played with in the past were not bad quarterbacks. You see what I'm saying? And it wasn't that. It's just kind of the situation. You know what I'm saying? It's not an I type of sport. This is a team sport. Like, I can't throw the ball to myself. And if you have a great quarterback who doesn't have good blockers, he can't throw the ball right neither. And if you don't have coaches putting people in position, you see what I'm saying? There's a lot that goes on. So just learning the sport, you kind of see that the position that I'm in, it's not just a thing that I can do on my own. You know, maybe at DB, to a certain extent, they can just make a play. Maybe at linebacker, they can just run and tackle somebody. Maybe at quarterback, you can just take it and run. You see what I'm saying? But or throw it to who you would like. But at receiver, I got to wait, you know, so play with some great guys too. And just a testament, to be honest, too, like I feel like in the past I had to do a better job of maybe handling, like when I got to league, understanding that, you know, seeing that it's not just like, oh, if you work hard and you're the best, you feel like you're the best player, like you're going to get the ball. It's not like that. Other guys are getting paid. The defensive players are getting paid just more or just as much as you. So, you know, it's just something I feel like I had to adapt to. It's just, oh, it's overall just has been a learning lesson, but everywhere I've been has been a blessing. It's just, I feel like this is the better opportunity.
Now, the Bills employed an everybody eats mentality on offense. There's been a lot said about that in the building. I'm not sure if it's spread to you on the outside, but with that being said, how do you plan to put your stamp on this room knowing that they like to spread the ball around? And like you said, it's a position where you kind of have to wait for your opportunity.
I feel like that's a good thing. You know, I'm never running from the competition. At the end of the day, it's about winning with everybody. You see what I'm saying? With the entire building, with the coaches. Nobody's trying to, you know, take in the light more than anybody else. And I've always been that type of guy. You know, at the end of the day, things may have been, you know, perceived a certain way based off social media. But you can't listen to everything that you see on social media. That's why at the end of the day, certain players just stay quiet because it's like it's no point to try to get everybody to be on the same page, and I know who I am, you know? So I think buying into that is why this team is so good. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, like, we live in a copycat league, but you guys have been showing that that works, you know, and you have to respect that as a player. You have to respect it as a coach. You have to respect it as a fan, you know, that what they're doing over here is definitely something special. So for me to make the opportunity to open up and to say yes to it, and for them to say yes to it, obviously, you know, in a agreement, you would have to be okay with anything that they have presented to me. And that's, we are agreement and with pretty much everything. So I'm as bought in as can be.
Man, so just tell me what it's like reuniting with a few alumni at St. Thomas Aquinas, man, and Bosa and Joshua Palmer.
Yes, sir. So as far as Bosa, I wasn't there with him, but of course, you know, heard all the stories. Always training with them boys when we get back home, seeing them work really hard. 7 a.m. usually at the field. Whenever I get there, they're earlier than that. Him and his brother are going at it. So Definitely, you know, respect the work and all that he has done, and grateful that he's on this side of the ball and not on the opposite side. And then Palmer, yeah, it's definitely great to see a familiar face, you know, definitely feels comfortable, people to lean on, people to work hard with, since we have that chemistry already. I'm just blessed, man. Yes, sir.
So, man, just what really, other than Josh, and we know that Josh is kind of like, you know, a big deal, right? So what interests you the most about, you know, coming here to Buffalo?
I just feel like it was the opportunity, you know, the opportunity that, you know, at the end of the day, you know, players, yeah, they can say in free agency, you can go where you want to. But as a receiver, you know, you also got to go where you want it. And you also got to go where people have a plan for you. You have to go where you see that you are best fit, you know. So it's just the team. And you even take Josh aside. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, Josh plays a big role because I can't do it on my own. And he's a top MVP quarterback. You know what I'm saying? He's been doing it for so long, it's hard to, you know, deny him. But just the team, the atmosphere, things I've heard over the years, the players that have passed by through here, that I know, that has given me insight and information on how everybody conducts themselves here, how it's so a family organization, how you guys do everything together, how it brings back that college feel. I think that when you get to the league, most players kind of miss that, you know what I'm saying? Because then it becomes like real life, you know what I'm saying? So it's just it was intriguing all the way around, top, you know, top to bottom.
Absolutely, man. And speaking of that rookie season, what do you want to put on display that you didn't get the opportunity to do coming out of college?
Yeah, I just feel like being the explosive player, the player that can make a difference when my number's called, the consistent player, the player that works really, really hard, the player that I know that I could be, you know, I feel like, you know, maybe a lack of opportunity or the situation with the quarterback, whatever it was to a certain extent, just wasn't fitting right for me. You know, it wasn't really gelling for me, but I know who I am. You know what I'm saying? You can't never give up. You can't never stop. You know, I work my ass off just like I just got drafted. You know what I'm saying? If not even harder, because, you know, these past years in my eyes was nothing that I wanted it to go, you know, as far as winning or as far as like personally, you know, stats wise and stuff. So, and that's all that matters. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, no one cares about what circumstances you had. They Google your name, they see you, the look, you know, it's what you did or what you didn't. You know, it's either you won or you lost, you know. So I just want to be a part of something special. I want to add to it. I want to bring more light to it. And I just feel like I can do that and I'm a good fit for it. It's not just something that I feel like I'm just saying. It's something that I truly believe.
Well, appreciate you, man. And can't wait to see you get to work and get in your bag. Welcome to Buffalo.
Yes, sir. Likewise, already.
Hi, Elijah. Sal Capaccio here, WGR Sports Radio 550. Welcome to Buffalo.
Yes, sir. Thank you. It's nice to meet you.
You too. When you came out in the draft, did you have interaction with the Bills at that time? You know, I mean, they were evaluating wide receivers. Obviously, there were a lot of people here in Buffalo who wanted the Bills to draft you. Did you have interaction with them back then?
I'm going to be honest. I don't really remember. That whole process to me was COVID. Yeah. And so much was going on that I don't really remember. Mm-hmm. You know, but from what they have told me that we've had conversations and, you know, I was high on their board and everything. So it's always great to hear that, knowing that they see me how I see myself, you know, because at the end of the day, that's really all players want. It's hard to go back to really think about what all happened, but it definitely relays over to what you said.
Do you have, I know you have returned punts a little bit in your career, right? About the return ability and playing special teams as well to contribute?
I would love to do that more. You know, I think that's something that, you know, throughout my first couple of years, I kind of had to get a gauge to even see how it works, especially with all the rules changing and stuff. The rules changing really give it more of an intriguing thought process to really go back there to go make a play, because I feel like one of my gifts on the field is just having the ball in my hand, you know? So punt return, kind of like these punters are putting it 4 or 5 seconds in the sky now. So yeah. I'll probably be a little bit more intrigued with kick return now that the new rules are changed, and just seeing how many explosive plays were last year with the new rules. So special team is definitely something that I want to tap into more that I really didn't, you know, get to do the years before.
I know you didn't cross over with him at Ole Miss, but Dawson Knox, another Ole Miss guy on the team, or have you talked with him at all?
I was with him for a year.
Okay. Oh, you were with him for a year. Okay. Thank you. I apologize. My bad. What do you remember about Dawson and how much you're looking forward to being in the same offense with him?
Yeah, I mean, as soon as I got there, you know, him, AJ, DK, they were the leaders on the team. And they pretty much took me in, you know, everything that I needed to learn, everything that I needed to know about the school personally, off on and off the field, they was the guys that showed me. You know, he may joke around and say that he may not have feel that they, you know, they didn't use him correctly all the way at Ole Miss, but he was very well respected there. Like, like no other. I'm sure he goes back, like everyone loves him. So yeah, he definitely is a great person. I'm glad we're on the same side.
Yeah, he's a fan favorite here in Buffalo, too. Yes, I'm going to go back to what Mookie said a little while ago by St. Thomas Aquinas. I'm familiar. I spent some time in Florida. Oh, my gosh. I mean, the talent that's come out of there. You go back to Michael Irvin, Asante. Did you play with Asante, too? Asante Samuel Jr.?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, what was it like just being on some of those incredibly talented teams when you're at that age?
Competitive. I feel like that's where like, we got to learn, you know, like really what it's like to be consistent, because you're going against somebody who's just as good as you every single play. You know, and just the atmosphere that they allowed us to have there, it was like a mini college, you know. Yeah. They like really showed us what it was like to take care of our body, really put us in position to make sure that we're starting with our faith, leading with our faith, and then doing everything that follows behind that. You know what I'm saying? I feel like the standards at that school is just the reason why everybody is kind of successful at, you know, who leaves from there. You know, Coach Harriet and Coach Smith does a great job.
Elijah, congratulations again, and we'll see you in Buffalo.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You got it.
Hey, Elijah. Elena Getzenberg with ESPN. Welcome to Buffalo, as everyone said.
Thank you.
I was just curious, like being a free agent and kind of waiting to see what happened in the draft. What was that like? Like going, I know you said like why the Bills, but like what was that like seeing, like were you watching the draft? Like how did you handle that as a free agent?
I peeked at it. I peeked at the draft just to see like the players that, you know what I'm saying, like Jackson Dart, some of my Ole Miss guys. That I always want to support and make sure what's going on. Just other guys from Florida that, you know, I wanted to see get picked too, and have the opportunity to change their lives and their family's lives too. But I didn't sit there and watch the entire thing. It's just, it becomes stressful. It reminds me of back when I was in it. But what was the second part of your question? I apologize.
No, you're good. Just like knowing that you were waiting to sign with a team, like did you pay attention to what different teams did in terms of wide receiver? Or were you kind of like keeping an eye on that part of it?
Nah, 100%. Definitely had to, you know, had to see, you know, who needed what and who wanted what. I know at the end of the day, the draft is kind of something that's unpredictable. So, you know, just kind of showing you where everybody's like head is at from a GM standpoint, from a coach standpoint. You know, at the end of the day, they kind of pick what's best. And then however else they make those decisions, you know, I'm not in those rooms, but I feel like the draft went well. And obviously, like, I'm here. So I think the Bills did a good job.
Was that at all like stressful, like waiting to see how it, like another element to like waiting to see how it all played out? Or were you kind of just like, going with the flow of it?
Nah, it's definitely stressful, you know, because I love football so much. To, you know, to where it's like, okay, I can't keep sitting here every day just stressing. You know, you got to get to a point where you just give it to the Lord and let him do what he does. So to be fully transparent, it was a little bit of a like, okay, you know what I'm saying, like what teams is doing this, what teams is doing that, to kind of see what best where I would fit. Because at the end of the day, you know, you got to go prove it. You got to go show it. You got to go see why I'm this player that I know that I am, you know? So definitely something I pay attention to.
For sure. And then I was just curious how it impacted your decision at all, or if it didn't, when the Browns put that tender on you, and like, what was your reaction to that?
I didn't really know what that was at first. So my agent called me, he kind of informed me, educated me on what it was. And yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it's just like teams are going to do what they feel like is best that they have to do. You know, all I can do is just go to work hard and, you know what I'm saying, and be ready for my opportunity. So I wasn't too focused on that. After I got educated on it, it was nothing that like made me feel away or positive or negative. It was just like, I'm going to do, the door that's going to be open for me is going to be the door that's going to be open for me regardless, you know? So that's just the way it went.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.